Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Mark Winters. Unless you're an angsty middle schooler, you may have trouble finding a reference for this kind of material. But what happens when, instead of thinking about external others as our enemy, we turn inward? What is it like to deal with those internal voices which seem to pick apart every decision or thought, making us question every move, lose confidence, or maybe even give up before we start? If you suffer from this predicament, you know the voices I'm talking about, telling you things like, "That's a terrible idea. No one wants to hear what you have to say." Or, "Of course you're late again. Can't you ever be on time?" If any of this sounds familiar, Psalm 40 is your prayer, my friend. With the psalmist, we can pray for God to deliver us, make haste to help us. We can pray for God to put those voices to shame who seek to snatch away our life, turn them back, and make the finger waggers in our mind be put to shame, because the Lord will draw us up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set our feet upon a rock. God can put a new song in our mouths, a song of praise, a song which harmonizes with God's own voice, reminding us over and over again that we are worthy, we are beautiful, and we are loved. Let us pray. Block out the critical, belittling voices, O God, the voices that make us feel like we are anything less than you created us to be. Show us how to rejoice in ourselves as you do. Amen.